This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can we all act like we've been here before, by the way? Like, I get, we were so spoiled with LeBron that it felt like LeBron would take two games before they would lose the first game of a series. That's not how every NBA series rolls out. Plenty of teams have lost the first two games of a series for whatever myriad of reasons that aren't even as valid as, in the second game, you were without three of your six best players and have come back to win series. So it's funny, like, I'm not trying to preach positivity. I'm just trying to, like, it's game two of a seven-game series, guys. Like, panicking today, it was gut-wrenching. There's no polishing the turd was how the game ended.
There's got to be a balance there, though, somewhat, right? And I don't need to play on the extremes of either end. Like, the acknowledgement that the series is far from over. The Cavs can definitely still win this series. You've just been injured, and you were ravaged by injuries in game two. We'll see what happens in game three, while also acknowledging that what you saw last night is not typical in a playoff game. Like, that is a very rare game. That's the type of game that you talk about for, you know, 20 years being at that game.
But even so, because I think that's fair to say that kind of, but even like calling it collapse, it's like, guys, if we had said you have a 7-point lead with however many minutes left and you're without Darius, Evan, and DeAndre, you would have been like, there's no way. There's no, like, how the hell would you do that? So I feel like there was a lot of goalpost moving because at some point in that game, we all locked in that they were going to win. By the way, me too. Me of the twoest.
Oh, yeah. The amount of text I almost sent in the third quarter after that argument we had about what type of Donovan Mitchell game it would be in the 6 o'clock hour.
I almost sent you the same text back being like, well, I guess I almost sent you a tweet.
It was just pure snark, and that's all it was going to be. And so I just decided not to.
I would have graciously accepted snark.
I just decided not to send that text.
I was wrong.
Yeah, good thing we recorded it, because we don't want to hear it all day.
Just, and that was from two times ago that I admit I
was
wrong.
That's right. Real growth right there. I don't think you have a recording of me saying I was wrong, by the way. Yeah. We'll let the record show that.
Interesting how that one goes.
Yeah, we'll let the record show.
So the guy getting jammed up for saying he was wrong, who says it like all the time, you know, free enough to say into a microphone, I'm not afraid of my own shadow like some people are.
There we go. How about you? How big of you?
I'm just saying I'm better. No.
And you also didn't send the text you were going to admit to last night, but that's okay.
Because they lost the game. Come on.
That's right.
That's not how Cleveland does things.
Yeah, I told you. My mom's been in town, and she left this morning, but, you know, last night after the game, I'm subjecting her to, that's the wrong way to put this, but I was like, we got to listen to Jake. We got to put on Jake last night, and we got to listen to the, like, she watched the whole game with me. We had some painting we had to do. Yeah. I'm like,
And then you forced her to listen to Jake.
We're going to listen to Jake.
Yeah.
She got real mad at Jake in a couple instances.
Against,
it was really funny to me.
Against her will.
It was really funny to me.
The hostage situation is what you're describing.
But it was, I thought she made a decent point. You know, I told you forever, I mean, she's been the biggest Cubs fan, and she was talking about being at the Bartman game, you know, because she was at the Bartman game. She's like, you talk about that for 20, 25 years. She's like, that game last night, the one that we had watched, like that's the way that the callers were calling in and the way that it was being interpreted. She's like, it's obvious. Like, that's the type of game that you guys will talk about for 15, 20 years. So I think there's got to be an acknowledgement of that, like that side of things. And just you don't see 20-point games being blown that way. And you don't see teams lose.
The 20-point game thing is a little disingenuous. They had a 14-point lead. Like
why was it disingenuous? The score got to 20.
Okay, but was it 20 with whatever 5 minutes left to go?
It got to be 20 multiple times in the game.
What, in the fourth quarter?
No, but we don't count leads just
so
in the fourth quarter.
So we just picked the biggest score.
That's how it works. Okay. That's how it always works.
That just feels like a special level of flavor, like a special flavor
you
of
got,
haterade
well,
to point
on.
Out the biggest lead in the game and be like, "You blew that."
That's how it works.
No,
it is a game of
was
runs.
Was it a 20-point game for most of that game?
No, but it was a 20-point game at multiple times, by the way. It wasn't even just once. It was multiple times you had a 20-point lead.
Which means it went back down to 14 and then went back up. It's a game of runs. Like, that's... Okay,
if I say they had a 20-point lead, they had a 20-point... That's not a debate. That's a fact.
Yeah, but I think framing it as they blew a 20-point lead is a little... I think it's a little leaning into the skid a little bit.
I think it just speaks to the remarkability of that game and how you went up 20 to begin with Donovan and everyone else associated and the way that Donovan was playing, how hard he was playing. But yeah, that was and we've seen, by the way, this year, I did want to note out, we've seen more 20-point games blown this season in the NBA than we've seen in NBA history. Last I looked up the stat on it, we were at 70 games in the regular season that a team blew 20-point games. Like, and I think a lot of that had to do with the 3-point shot. But yeah, so like it happens. It does happen, but it's still a very rare feat.
216-474-0092. Where are you most frustrated with after the Cavs game 2 loss? I'm just frustrated that it happened the way it happened. I'm not frustrated with Donovan. I'm not frustrated with Max. Like, I'm sorry, Max's inbound pass doesn't make up for the 23 or doesn't offset the 23 points. Donovan not closing out, that doesn't offshoot what 46-48 points last night. That was it. Nine assists, 5 rebounds, 4 steals, like all-time performance. I think some of the reaction at points can turn into not everything's Bartman. Right? Like, if that was a deciding game, it's an all-timer. It's game 2 of a 7-game series. And now it becomes what the hell do the Cavs make out of it? But I'm not frustrated with anybody individually. It was a team loss as much as you possibly can.
I'm frustrated with Ty Jerome. I want the record to show. You're not frustrated with anyone. I'm frustrated with Ty Jerome. 1-for-14?
Guys, he shouldn't be your second playmaker.
He shouldn't be making 14 shots in a game, or at least attempting 14 shots in a game and then going 1-for-14.
I mean, somebody has to attempt something, right? Like, if his job is...
20 shots shouldn't have been the game plan in game 1, and 14 shots shouldn't have been the game plan in game 2.
As the secondary creator, who else is taking those?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Shots. You want more Isaac Okoro shots?
We got to spread it out. When you are
who else?
When you're a combined 2-for-34 in the series, we gotta figure this out.
Who are your shooters on the court?
We there are guys that can shoot the ball.
But where else do they go? I mean, Max had 23 points.
Yeah, Max did have 23 points. If that's what you got to do, if you got to find somebody else to chuck. And Merrill had 10 shot attempts too, by the way.
If when Darius comes back, whenever that might be, if when Darius comes back. Ty is still attempting 14 to 20 field goals per game. I will be with you on the bandwagon. We will be driving him to Brooklyn ourselves this summer.
I mean, but they were doing
we'll make a documentary about it. I promise, like, Ty, we'll do an important
postseason game. Ty, just keep shooting and figure it out. Okay. That's a bold play. Is that not a bold play?
I mean, it worked until it didn't work.
It didn't work. No part of it worked.
You said they had a 20-point lead in that game. They blew a 20-point lead.
That's because of Donovan, not Ty Jerome.
And Maxters. Keith in Pepper Pike. Keith, welcome to the show. Keith.
Would have been a 30-point lead if Ty Jerome played well.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm a little rambunctious today, buddy.
We're here. I'm not an extremist, but I'm just hear me out on this. Okay? They couldn't box out. They couldn't secure a rebound. They couldn't defend the three. They couldn't get the ball in. But the last time, the last five out of six games that the Cavs have won against the Pacers, they've lost five of them. So my thing is this: they may have had a better season record-wise, guys, but I'm the opposite. The Pacers are going to win this series, and it's probably going to sweep the Cavs now.
What a bold take there, Keith. When the Pacers are up 2-0. Really going out of limb there. This is why we love you, Keith.
Wait a minute. Hold it, guys. Are you still there?
We're still there. Come on.
I'm still here.
Oh, guys, I have bets on this from the beginning of the series. I'm a basketball player, all right? My whole life. I understand.
Where'd you play? What level? What college? Come on now.
Hold it. Let me finish. You guys said act like we've been here before. Yeah, we have with this team, with Donovan Mitchell. And I'm not blaming Donovan. He balled his ass off. I was proud of his efforts last night. But you can't lose. This would have been different if we came back from 20 points and lost like that. We choked that away, guys. And get a sports guy in here as opposed to a clergyman that's sitting up here making all of these excuses for the Cavs. They choked, guys.
Wait, Keith. I think
you're the clergyman in this instance.
Keith, it's a coward move.
Oh, he hung up.
Yeah, he insulted you, and then he hung up. Hey, I go down the road and shoot hoops at the local YMCA since I was 3 years old. I'm a basketball player. All right, I'm going to need – give me your college basketball reference page. No, that's fine. By the way, that is the most obvious thing in the world. Congrats on the most obvious statement. They're going to lose the series. Wow. By the way, the people tweeting last night, the Pacers are just a better team. Oh, because they won two straight games. Wow, man, the analysis. I mean, just – this is – this. God, the loser mentality is clinging to the why. Why, God, why? Get your head out of your ass. It's the NBA playoffs. It's hard to win in the NBA playoffs, right? You don't win every game. All right, the Cavs are not entitled to winning a damn thing, and they've got to learn that just as much as we do. But LeBron James isn't walking through that door, and it might not be the year for this team to go where we want them to. And that sucks, but just this overreaction of no excuses. Yes, excuses! If Indiana was without three of their six best players, take Miles Turner off, take Mathurin's and take Nembhard off, they're getting blown out every one of these games by 30 points. So it sucked. It sucked. It sucked. It sucked. It sucked. It was unbearable to watch that game leak the way it did. But to then take it any farther than that, guys, you're two games down. Teams do this all the time.
Yeah, the series isn't over. It's far from over.
Sign the clergyman. The new pope. Ooh.
There's been seven instances where a team has erased a 2-0 deficit and dropping the first two games at home in NBA history.
No, that can't be because the Pacers are a better team. Yeah, okay. The series is over. 216-474-0092. We got some calls here. We might push quick hits into maybe the 3 o'clock hour.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
A lot
people
of emotions going right now. We'll give you guys your opportunity to speak on this.
The clergyman's riled up.
Kind of love the clergyman thing. I mean, I don't think clergymen are going to love the association, but for me, can I get a papal hat? Can I get a mitre?
You become a clergyman, and then you can go for pope like you wanted to.
No, I don't want to do that. That sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, you got rid of that?
A lot of expertise.
You got rid of that thought, huh?
When I go on my soapbox, I just want that hat to go on. Feel real papal.
Real papal.
Real papal. What are you most frustrated with after the game two loss?
A real papal relating with real people.
I'm a man of the people. Tyrese Halliburton's answering to the Cavs fans in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.